Blog Talk Radio.
All right, thanks for tuning in again. It's Talk to All Radio Show, and I'm your host, Riz, coming to you live each and every night, 6:30 p.m. Delaware's only radio show, giving it to you real, how it is, informing you about Delaware's corruption. Also, I'm here to inform, not just to tell you about the corruption, I'm here to inform you about everything that's going on within the world and encourage you and motivate you to stand up for the right. That's my thing, because I'm tired of seeing too many people being taken advantage of, because I used to be one of those people who used to be taken advantage of, used and abused, mistreated, you know, taking advantage of my kindness, taken for my weakness, but no more. God has definitely opened up my eyes to see the real, because as His people, we are definitely not supposed to be destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. So, you know, y'all got to just continue to keep the faith and do what you got to do. To the protesters, my prayers and thoughts are with you, because it's definitely not easy what you're doing. But at the same time, I commend you, because you're standing up for what you believe in, and you're standing up for your rights also. So definitely got to commend you on that one. Well, like I say, my purpose is to get the word out about what's going on in our own state, the state of Delaware, and also to let others around the world who tune in about what is going on in Delaware. Now, at Kent County Family Courthouse, we have a conflict between Ms. Gretchen C. Gilchrist, who's a former attorney at the Gilchrist firm, which is her own firm, on 11 West Smyrna at 11 West Commerce Street. And she is now a new commissioner for now she's a new commissioner at Kent County Family Courthouse. She was confirmed October 13th, and she should not have been confirmed on her not being qualified, number one, which is a big one, but also, number two, she lied on her board and commission's application. Now, she should have never been confirmed if the 14 other senators that voted that myself and Ms. Gilchrist are the client was not aware of to be confirmed. But the only reason she was is because the other 14 other senators, my apologies, they did not know the evidence that was brought forth to the executive committee board members and Patricia Blevins at the time was not divulged with the other 14 senators. So therefore, Patricia Blevins, she withheld information from them, so they voted in favor. But with that same Patricia Blevins who withheld the information from these 14 senators, she is no longer, and I repeat, no longer with the Delaware House of Senate. She, after 26 years, she has lost her reelection to a newcomer by the name of Anthony DiCola. I might be saying that a little jacked up or wrong, but DiCola, something like that. I get it right. But also, she said a nasty email stating to me that pretty much the vote stops here with her and told me to stop it and to move on. How can you tell a mother of a 14-year-old who's beaten and raped in the custody of the state? I don't think so. You know she was tripping. But that's how it is. But look how the cookie crumbles. She's no longer there. God doesn't like ugly. Now, then you have another conflict, because you have Mr. Harris the first. Now, he is a bailiff at Kent County Family Courthouse. But he is the one who
has had pornography in his basement, on his basement television, because the basement television and the basement is pretty much the chill spot for any company that comes over. Now, you might ask, how do you know all of this? Well, I know because I was married to his son, and I used to live at their residence at one point in time. So this is how I know. Plus, at the age of 16 is when I first was, when I first saw pornography at their house, at the Harris household also. So they've always had free reign, free access to the television. So it wasn't like he was trying to hide the fact that he had it. If he was, I don't think his own kids would be able to get a hold of it the way they did, because it was just done openly, like it wasn't nothing, like it was just part of the family. Yeah, we watch porno. I mean, I don't get it, but whatever. Teach his own, not teach his own, but either way, it's not right. You're not supposed to do that, point blank. And then you have kids, minors in the household. I mean, I'm not the only one that was exposed. They had their homeboys and their friends over there, so it was like it was a big old party or whatever the case may be. If they sitting there watching it. It was really ridiculous, but that's how they ran their household, so that's on them. But at the same time, they've gotten away for too long with this foolishness. It's time for them, it's time to pay the piper, it's time for somebody to, because look at my daughter now. They didn't kick her out at the age of 14. Say, nope, you come stay here. You messing up our reputation. We ain't having it. They're about reputation. They like to get that, but look what happened. Threw her into the system, all because she wanted to go do the same thing that she's seen on those pornos and whatever else, who knows. So, I mean, it's sad to say, but that's where her exposure came from that household, from the Harris household, Mr. Harris and his pornos. So, something has to be done. Well, I know you don't know what's going on. There's a lot going on in the world. A whole lot. But like I said before, I'm not going to be before you that long this evening. But I am just going to roll right on along. I'm going to roll right on along. Like I said, there's a whole lot going on in the world. You got Donald Trump tripping. And you just, I mean, the man's on the rampage. The man is on a rampage. I don't know what they think. He's just saying whatever he wants to say, bypassing the media, doing what he wants to do. How in the world is he going to leave his wife and son in New York while he goes off to Washington? That's dual residency right there. Come on now. If every other president has to move, why are you so special? What makes him so special that he doesn't have to follow the rules as every other incoming president-elect? I don't see no difference. Why? Because he got money before. I mean, some of the other presidents, they had money too. So what makes him so different? Mm-hmm. No, it's a whole lot going on. And President-elect Trump, he's going to be looking like the big fool soon, because they're going to start digging into some stuff now. And, I mean, he feels as though he can run the country and run his business at the same time. How can you do that? You run multi-million dollar businesses and you running the country. You cannot do both of that. Your focus is going to be, I mean, see, he's still trying to focus on money, people. It's still about money. This man has so much money. He has everything. What more does he need? He got everything. And he's still worried about running his businesses and stuff. He ain't trying to let nobody run them into the ground. So that lets you know he does not trust his kids. He don't trust nobody around him. So he got nobody to trust. Nobody to trust. Man, what? It's going to be a conflict of interest. It's not going to work. He's going to be out the door before he can get in the door, pretty much. but I see we have some callers on the board. I'm just going to see if y'all have anything to say. Instead of me running my mouth, I'm going to see if y'all have anything, if y'all want to express yourself or anything like that. Let's see.
All right.
Now, let me tell y'all what happened at the, and thanks to all the callers who are on the board listening, but let me tell y'all about what transpired at family court today. I got a phone call from a supervisor that seen me pretty much, you know, it was seen I was contacting the director of operations, Melissa Ziegler, the lady that worked on with the phone, she was the first one who had went on vacation when I was trying to find out about Ms. Gretchen Gilchrist's So I couldn't get in contact with her because they sent her on vacation once they knew that she gave out too much information to me. And then now today, the director of operations is not available. She's out for like 2 weeks, I believe. Okay, so who in the world am I supposed to speak to now that can handle anything? I mean, this is ridiculous. Ridiculous. All they said was my paperwork is on her desk and that's it. Okay, so who's going to handle my paperwork that's sitting on her desk? Is it just going to sit there until she returns? I mean, God forbid something really drastic. Who takes over her responsibilities? These people's paperwork can't just sit there with nobody doing anything. Somebody has to do something now. It's the same old stuff. With Gilchrist and the people at the court who are coming up missing. Every time something's trying to get done, they're coming up missing. Gotta stop. I mean, but that's how they want to do. That's how they're going to do you when they don't want you to get through what you're trying to do. But the government's a liar. So I'm going to keep bugging who I need to bug in order for somebody to look at my paperwork. I would definitely keep you posted on that aspect of what transpires with that paperwork. It definitely doesn't make any sense. I mean, that's just wrong how they're doing stuff, but that's how it is. That's what I tell y'all, the corruption. There's nothing but a bunch of pure corruption going on in Delaware. Now, nobody would think and say, oh, well, they're just on vacation or whatever. That's what they're going to tell you. You don't know what really is. She can be sitting right up in there and don't even want to say nothing. Just sitting right there and don't want to say nothing. I don't know. So who's to say? Who is to say? Now, what is going on with Trump and these white supremacies or whatever they want to call themselves. So why does he not denounce these people? Why is he trying to say all of this? Why is he not trying to denounce? Don't know. But what I think at the courthouse, at Kane County Courthouse, I believe that they are trying to, I think she's trying to stay out. Melissa Ziegler, the director of operations, is trying to stay out until Mr. Harris retires. So nothing will happen like Gilchrist. I mean, it's sad to say, but that's how it was looking because this is November. November's already out. December's rolling around. So you telling me it's okay for them to do what they're doing and just roll out like that with a pension and a... No. Can't be. Gotta step it up a couple notches. Gotta try to get these people to make some move, do something. I don't know. But what is your take on what is going on in the media? Now, like I say, Pence is the Antichrist. So that's how I feel. Pence is the Antichrist. And that man, he's sitting back. He's not saying too much. He's just letting Donald Trump sit all the way out there in front, on Front Street, so he can hang himself, because he's already halfway hung. He's just hanging himself even more because he's so erratic. He doesn't think before he speaks. And, I mean, the man still is old. Like I said, he can run. He can do it all. He's one of them guys. He feels like he can do it all. He want to run his business and run the country at the same time. I don't think so, though. It's not going to work. Not going to work. But Pence is going to be the one that's going to run us into the ground, because as soon as Donald Trump gets impeached, Pence going to come in and take over and shut it down. Shut it down. But let me tell y'all what happened with, I went to go try to find my court file, and they moved it from one courthouse to another courthouse. So they moved it overnight from Dover King County Family Courthouse to the Sussex County Family Courthouse, where my court case is held. But that's not the point. The point is my court files have always remained in Kent County Family Courthouse, regardless of my case being down in Sussex County Family Courthouse. So that's why I tell y'all, corruption, I smell pure corruption. This is why I said, it's my duty as a Christian to do the right thing. And, I mean, there's no other way for me to get this information out there to y'all. Well, it is, because, like I said, I can start writing newsletters and just printing them and sending them out myself. That's what I'll be doing. There's nowhere else. The newspapers, they didn't want to hear me. They want to play me, pretty much. Give me a runaround. Say, come up here this time. We're going to do this, and didn't do anything. The Delaware State newspaper played me for a fool. The Dover Post played me for a fool. Mm-mm. It wasn't cool. I mean, you don't do somebody like that, especially when you're dealing with a sensitive situation as missing child. But that's all right. Definitely will continue to put them on front blast, because that is not how you treat people, point blank. It's okay for you to put your opinion piece in there, but they want to restrict what you say. You can't talk about the governor. You can't talk about no officials whatsoever. They don't want to hear that. Political, keep it out. It can be political, but you can't put certain things in there, which I think is just totally, I mean, how can it be your opinion when you're sitting there chopping stuff up and saying, oh, you got to take this out, up, you can't put this in there, up, you can't do this. I don't think so. That's just wrong. Because then again, the whole paper is pretty much done. Done and gone. Well, and to be honest, I feel as though that because of Gilchrist is why that they moved my files from Kent County Courthouse. That's how I feel. I mean, it's no other reason they're going to move it. It's a conflict. Like, I keep seeing it's a conflict of interest at their courthouse. So, all of a sudden, you're going to move my court files? Yeah. Something's definitely going on. So, any judges or lawyers or whoever is listening, I mean, the number to call in is 323-642-1559. You can give me a call, or you can email me at mcassociates. The number 4, all@gmail.com. I would greatly, greatly appreciate hearing from you, because I still need to know what to do with the governor, how to press file charges against the governor for negligence, as well as with the state with my daughter, because they are definitely negligent. And I mean, the governor Markell is the one who runs these state facilities, so he's, like the police officer said, he's very well aware of what's going on within his city, because like he said, the officers, they all said the same thing now. You can't meet up with different officers and they say the same thing. That don't make no sense. They all said the same thing. He runs these streets. He knows what's going on. So that's what it is. But the courthouse is definitely trying to do some old backdoor stuff with my case file. So, I mean, they moved my case file. So, how am I supposed to know That's just wrong. It's just wrong because God forbid what I'm going looking for is not going to be there anyhow, because I'm pretty sure it's not going to be there. Something told me it's not going to be there what I'm looking for, because they moved it in order for, I mean, that's like I said, corruption, corruption, corruption. That's all I can say, corruption. But that's all right. I'm going to keep pushing, keep fighting, keep doing what I got to do. I'm feeling justice to them. Until justice prevails. Well, I don't have much time left in my show. Like I said, I was not going to be before you that long this evening. But I know it's been a lot going on in the news. I mean, they had this school bus crash that happened. I mean, like 5 or 6 kids got killed. My thoughts and prayers are with their family, as well as all 4 officers who were gunned down, who were shot. I mean, my thoughts and prayers go out to them. It's just a shame. We have a lot of different things going on in the world. I know my situation is not the only one, but at the same time, everybody has to, you know, do what they have to do for their own selves, because nobody's going to look out for you and yours like you. So that's why I say just keep fighting for what's right. Do what you got to do. I know you're going to have a lot of haters, a lot of enemies, because you're fighting for what's right, but at the end of the day, who cares? Just do what you got to do. You don't have time to be fearing people. That's not an option. That's not even an option. God don't have no pulse in his army, point blank, straight up. So just do what you got to do and keep moving forward. That's one thing I know. You got to keep pushing forward. I know it gets tough and it gets rough sometimes, but just hold your head up high. And keep on striving for what you know is right. And at the end of the day, as long as you're doing what's right, I mean, how can you not feel good by doing the right thing? I know I do. As long as I continue to do the right thing, I'm cool. I don't have time to be lying to no one. I don't have time to be backstabbing no one. And we got a lot of people like that. You got to watch your own family now, because the closest ones to you be the ones that put that knife in your back and be the ones that be lying behind your back and stuff like that, and especially when you're trying to help them. Now, what's the sense of even helping someone if they're not even being totally honest and they want to go behind your back and be sneaky and do sneaky stuff? Nobody got time for that. Nobody got time for that. And then got to turn around and still come back to you to ask you for your help. I mean, it defeats the purpose. It just defeats the purpose. But, you know, everybody got their own little funky, funny ways. But y'all just keep doing what you got to do and keep pushing forward and keep striving for success, point blank. And in the end, you shall prevail as long as you're doing the right thing. And make sure you got your evidence, because you can't do anything without that evidence now. You need your evidence and your supporting documentation in order to get your point across, because you can't just put a paper in and you have no evidence. They're going to be like, what is this? What does that mean? I don't see no proof. Got to have that proof, people. But like I said, it's power in the pen, so you got to use your pen. And please, people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. You cannot be foolish. If somebody's telling you something that they've done before or they know what they're doing because they have this experience, why are you going to go do your own thing? To look like a fool yourself? Don't be no fool. Do the right thing. Learn to listen to the wisdom and the knowledge of others that's been there before, that's done it before. If you don't, and you end up not winning, then you a fool because you ain't listened, straight up. That got to call it like it is. That's why they say call a spade. It is what it is. Well, crazy. But, I mean, y'all just continue to do what you got to do. And I will definitely keep you informed about what's going on as the process goes along within the case. And like I said, I will continue to give you different information about Delaware and different things that they have going on, because I know they do have, I must give a big shout out to Dynamic Physical Therapy and Aquatic Rehabilitation Centers. I am hearing from someone that these people are awesome. So if you need some physical therapy or some aquatic rehabilitation, go to Dynamics behind the Modern Maturity Center at 1125 Forest Avenue, Suite 101, Dover, Delaware, 19904. They're awesome. I know I'll be sliding over there soon. Not yet, but soon. Soon and very soon. But it's about that time, end of the show. So as I say, y'all tune in each and every night, 6:30 p.m., and I will see you soon.
Broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we're gonna walk it out. Ooh, mountain, we're gonna walk it out and